not allowed to say nothing.
Well, no. You know, people need to get butthurt periodically.
I don't know if you've watched the news lately, Daniel, but everyone's butthurt right now.
Here's something to be butthurt about.
MLK beat his wife. He watched his friends commit rape and he did nothing about it. He had orgies with white male prostitutes. He copied his entire PhD thesis and didn't earn his doctorate. He didn't write his own speeches. His most famous speech, the I Have a Dream speech, was written by the Jewish American communist Stanley Levinson. He didn't plan his own protests or help organize the marches. And he wasn't a Christian. At Crozier Theological Seminary, he wrote he didn't believe that Jesus Christ was God. He believed that everybody was God. He didn't believe in virgin birth. He didn't believe in the resurrection of Christ. He didn't believe in the idea of sin. He did not believe the crucifixion was atonement for sin and did not believe in the Eucharist. The civil rights movement in the United States was astroturfed and created by Jewish organizations. The World Jewish Congress and Henry Moskowitz helped found the NAACP. Arthur Spingarn was the president of the NAACP for 26 years, from 1939 to 1965. He was a key figure in the organization's legal strategy. Joel Spingarn, his brother, a Columbia professor, served as the NAACP's second president. Rabbi Stephen S. Wise, a founder of the American Jewish Congress and a member of the World Jewish Congress, helped found and operate the NAACP. Julius Rosenwald, the president of Sears Roebuck, was a major benefactor for the NAACP and helped fund the civil rights protests. Lillian Wald founded the Henry Street Settlement and helped create the Urban Institute with Lyndon B. Johnson. Joel Fleischman helped shape how the Urban Institute received its funding and structured other nonprofits to receive government grants and conduct activism. Right before MLK gave his famous I Have a Dream speech, again written by Stanley Levinson, who spoke before him? Rabbi Joachim Prince, the president of the American Jewish Congress and a leader in the World Jewish Committee. He was one of the founding chairmen for the March on Washington. Almost all of the founders and leaders of the NAACP were Zionist Jews. The Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Congress literally wrote the Civil Rights Act. The Civil Rights Act mandates that you fund the Community Relations Service. The Community Relations Service also conducts training for non-governmental organizations to receive funding in government grants. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act makes it so law firms can't have quotas limiting Jewish employment.
It's
Title
a little dank, too.
Title VI prohibited any law schools, medical schools, and
it's drinking from the fire hose.
From putting quotas on Jewish admission. And Title II ensured that social clubs could not prevent Jewish membership. These Jewish organizations took advantage of black sentiments in the United States to progress their social interests. MLK was probably the greatest puppet in all of U.S. history.
Good God, y'all.
Racism.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm at a loss for words. That attacked on multiple fronts.
I saw that this morning and I was like, holy shit, that guy's shooting at everybody.
Yeah. There's nobody left except Protestants.
Like, everybody you're not supposed to fire shots at got shots fired at him. I gotta say something about this.
Yikes.
I thought you'd enjoy it. Something new, something different, something squirrely.
Well, it's new and different and squirrely and
racism.
And that too.
Is it true? It's like
a lot of it is. A lot of it I've read about.
Yeah, really? I'm afraid a lot of it is. But
that's
you know,
the question is because you get a video like that you come across, and then there's a video that counters that, but it's on a different platform and it's something else, and you never know what's true, what's fake, what's not.
Probably on Blueski.
So you know, to put the other to another facet of this is Malcolm X, and if you don't know who he is, well, he was a. He changed his name because he didn't want to have a slave name. If that gives you any idea, white shirt, bow tie. And he said that the biggest enemies of the black race were the white liberals. And he had reasons. He said that the white liberals encourage blacks to be dependent. And I find that very easy to believe. I have seen nothing other than Malcolm X speaking the truth. And look up Malcolm X if you're young and ignorant. At least young, or at least ignorant. But either way, if you're both...
Just watch the movie with Denzel Washington called X.
Oh, yeah. Malcolm Little was his birth name, by the way.
Yeah.
Well. Before he changed to Malcolm X and then eventually became El Haj Malik El Shabazz.
I knew there was a Shabazz in there somewhere.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do it the white guy version. Like, my name's Jared, but I'm going to change my name to Jim Bob McGunty Bortson. get all white trash with it. Just get down there in the pigs and waller.
How is old Bort McGunty doing?
Bort McGunty's good.
You're going to have to pull out some of your teeth to do it right.
Oh, don't you worry. They're going to find their way out on their own.
There's the exit right there.
Yeah. I got it planned. I'm ready to rock and roll. It's going to be great.
Well, I'm still a little bit.
I've never seen Daniel with his mouth agape, ready for a huge black cock to hit him in the face.
Well, sometimes you got to just shoot the big missile shot,
woo,
right off the bat.
Well, that should.
Thought it was interesting.
That should separate the sheep from the goats and our listeners. You know, pretty successfully.
Well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and let's just do this real quick. And we're live from the Time for Another Podcast studio. I'm your host, Feast Proceedings, Vice President of the Podcast, Big J. To the right of me, watching wrestling instead of paying attention, President of the Podcast, Brent.
Trying to figure out who this nerd bomber is. It's coming out on stage, hanging out with Tori Wilson, the hot babe from the one and only Boise, Idaho.
Probably some whore. And across from him, he's getting his beard cleaned up tomorrow.
She did Playboy.
We'll see how he looks. Hopefully he gets a Viking cut. I know he won't.
Nope.
But we can always hope.
Come on.
Minister of Culture, Daniel.
Well, yes, I will be a different person, a different looking person tomorrow. But don't worry, I'll be just as sleazy as I was today.
I'm so sad. He goes to the beardsmith to get his beard trimmed up, and he just cuts it off.
I'm gonna be pissed.
I will not cut my beard off.
I was gonna say that's not a place where you go cut your beard off. That's a place where you get it maintained.
Get it cut down to just a 2.5 under the lip mustache.
No.
That's a bold statement these days.
That is a bold statement. I'd have to part my hair on the left side, yeah.
I don't think there's ever been a fashion trend that has been completely murdered by one individual.
Yeah, that would, you know, that.
I mean,
the only other person in history to do it was Charlie Chaplin, and Charlie Chaplin's was just a big middle finger to the original guy.
When did Charlie Chaplin like really start hitting it big? It was after World War II,
right? He was in the 20s, I think.
But I'm pretty sure his shit was there before Hitler.
Yeah, I think he was a silent film guy.
He was a silent film guy in the
20s. I thought he did the mustache to poke fun at Hitler.
Yeah, I mean, even if he did.
Let me look.
All right.
Maybe it's just a stupid mustache and people like to laugh at it.
Or maybe Adolf saw that and said, hey, I'm a comedian too.
I'm hilarious.
Let me make you laugh.
Just doing the Three Stooges thing. Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see.
Charles Chaplin. And him being a silent actor, I like to imagine he had just the worst fucking voice in the world. It was kind of like the episode of Futurama where Dr. Zoidberg's great uncle was great in the non-stenchitized films. But once this film started having smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision.
He couldn't do it anymore because he was stinky.
Yeah, he didn't do it to mock Hitler. He did it because it just looked stupid. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And speaking of mustaches, Groucho Marx.
His was real.
But yeah, well, partially, but...
That's the stupid thing. Like, you know how it always does those, like... Do you know other searches in Google? Was Groucho Marx mustache real? Marx had grown a real mustache.
Yeah, but he also took that Shinola thing and did that stripe across his face because you know. I mean, even Frank Zappa didn't have that kind of a mustache. That's a cultural reference for young people that you can look that up on.
Yeah, but why the
Wikipedia?
I want to know what Hitler was thinking with the booger catcher mustache. Like, what does that do? Like, God, my nostrils and upper lip get real cold.
It shows authority, yet not authority.
Is that
so
you can just, like, curl your lip up and keep your nostrils warm?
Well, it's the flavor saver, man. It's the smelly saver.
if you run out of handkerchief, you know, there's always that.
I like my mustache to smell like my women.
Ugh.
Fishy and weird.
Ugh. God, what do you think Ava Brown smelt like?
Fishy and weird.
Yeah.
Real musty.
Ew.
You know how you like your women, soupy and musty.
Not good descriptor words.
Moist, soupy, and musty.
Soupy should only be used to describe a soup.
Exactly.
Golly.
A soup musty. That eats like a vagina.
Ugh,
you know, we have really come out the gate hard today.
Hey, do you want to keep it going hard?
Go.
I can go hard right now. An Indian man in Vietnam wound up in the hospital for shoving a 25-inch eel that's 4 inches around up his ass. Now, the problem, believe it or not, wasn't the ginormous eel he shoved in his asshole. It was the fact that the eel was like, hey, I'm getting out of here.
Started eating him?
And started eating its way through his intestines out into the rest of his body.
Because
if you're not aware, your body's very compartmentalized.
Yeah.
It has trains and tunnels and stuff that go from one part to the next. But everybody stays in their lane and nothing mixes where anything's not supposed to mix.
Unless you shove an eel up your ass.
Well, that's the other thing. It wouldn't have been that bad if he didn't shove the lemon in his ass to keep the eel in.
Oh, no.
Well, no wonder that the eel was scared, didn't know what the hell to do.
Everyone knows eels hate lemons. It's a sushi thing.
Yeah.
So this dude shows up to the hospital, excruciating pain, you know, because he's got an eel eating his way out of his intestines into his body cavities. And
I can't.
You got your classic x-ray done,
yeah.
Classic, oh my God, there's a lemon in your asshole, corking it off, keeping the eel inside your body.
Do you think he told them about the eel that was in there?
Oldest story in the book. You know what I bet he said? I bet he was like, oh, well, he's Indian. I bet I was at a sushi restaurant, and I slept and I fell, and an eel right up my ass. And then the lemon right up my ass. I did not want the lemon in my ass. It fell.
I've never like.
And then he wiggles his head and does the thumbs up and the prayer hands. Because I don't know. If anybody knows what that is, send us an email at timeforanotherpodcast@gmail.com. I'm obsessed with it right now. I've started doing it to my future wife because it makes me so goddamn happy.
What he needs to do is just
Wait, does that involve eels with you and her?
No, just the wiggle. The prayer hands and the wiggle.
What he needs to do is go back. He needs to go back to the fucking homeland and get that guy to dump candies on his head, and maybe
he'd probably be fine. He would probably be fine. He'd have 45 people clapping along with the guy singing happy eel out of your ass day to you.
But it's like happy birthday, but it's like all of them are singing a different version.
All clapping at a different time because rhythm is dead in India. Except a ring a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding. That one they can do.
They're really nailing it.
India's horrible.
It's all the time keys and shit, man. They like their music the way like Tool does their music, where it's like all off. It's like 9:30 seconds.
Oh yeah. But due to the significant contamination and presence of fecal matter in his abdominal cavity, a colostomy was performed, so he's got a poop bag. And he didn't die. He lived.
What the fuck? No.
He went on to have a happy life with a side butthole.
Did the... got side butthole.
Straight piped.
Did the eel...
Dude, can you imagine eating something and just watching it
when
go
your ass
right
crack
in?
Just becomes a decoration.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, man. I've been asking for a new one for years.
Did the eel
Christmas.
Perform the colostomy?
You know what I genuinely wonder? I mean, like, if you're real... curious. I mean, there's the eel. There's the eel and there's the lemon. They call it a lemon, but it looks more like a lime. But it could just be a green lemon.
Like, well, you have to size these things, you know?
Did the eel survive?
I don't think the eel made it.
That's trauma, man. That eel.
But I bet the eel made a delicious soup afterwards.
Marinated.
I'm just...
I will never get tired of man's curiosity and constant pursuit to see what we can shove in our buttholes.
An eel and then a lime. Come on.
Well, you got to keep the eel in there. How are you supposed to do that?
Do eels have a reverse gear?
Stop sticking living
things. I'm assuming that the eel, as it is shaped like shit, naturally wants to flush right back out of your body, hence the lemon.
Yeah,
but it would have to have a reverse gear.
I don't think so.
Aren't they kind of snake-like?
But I think your body's like, hey, obviously we are full of shit because this is shaped just like being full of shit.
Yep.
Let's shove that out of us as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that would necessitate the lime.
And the Punjab eel fucker had a lime or lemon stuck up there and couldn't get the fucker out.
No poo poo in the
chicken. That'll ring your bell. Oh, good
idiots.
Lord.
Golly, dude.
How do you find these things?
Well, I have a very specific algorithm set solely on weird shit India, weird shit assholes.
Why is it
weird
always,
shit Indian assholes?
Why is it always India?
Because India's a hellhole. Nobody believes me. Everybody believes me.
Oh, God.
Go back to shitting in your streets.
Well, you know, India has the caste system, and I wonder what... I can't imagine one of the...
What's the caste system?
It's like a social structure based on... You know, there's the Brahmins at the upper end, and there's the... I forget what they call them at the bottom.
Serfs?
Might as well be, but...
the slaves? Let's be honest. It is what it is.
Let me consult the oracle.
Do you guys want to stay in India?
Sure.
Do you want to keep in India? This we should just change our shit, our entire title of the podcast, and what we do is just shit talk India.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a pretty good job of the last
In January
weeks.
Of this year, a single tusked wild bull elephant launched a devastating 10-day rampage through West Singbhum district in Jakarta, India.
Hell yeah. What was this elephant doing, man?
At least 22 people were killed 15 others injured from January 1st to January 10th. Victims included an 8-month baby and a senior wildlife expert killed during an attempt to contain the animal. It's a goddamn elephant. You've got a bus with legs running at you, and you're like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to put my prayer hands up and wiggle my head at the elephant. I love these. No, dummy. Run away. It's an elephant.
Yeah, dude. It's not a Disney World fucking elephant, man. That thing's not going to stop. It's going to run you over.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to squish you. It's going to hit you with its one tusk.
The elephant, a young male believed to be in the must state of extreme hormonal aggression, moved rapidly, covering up to 40 kilometers a night. Attacks primarily occurred at night as the elephant entered villages and targeted families sleeping in their homes or guarding crops. The elephant was an assassin.
Nice.
It had a 2-ton assassin running around India, squishing people in their beds as they slept.
I love it.
Then again, it's India, and let's be real honest, a mud hut cannot keep an elephant out.
How pissed do you think that elephant was, man? Like, you gotta be mad to go on a rampage like that.
Oh, yeah. The Jakarta government declared an elephant emergency. Over 300 personnel, including...
What do you think that siren sounds like?
Specialized teams. They have a special... Specialized teams? Do you know what you do with an elephant that's murdering a couple people a night for a week and a half?
Kill it.
You shoot the shit out of it. You put more holes in the elephant than the elephant can live with having in it. It's easy math.
Large, high-powered... High caliber weapons.
Exactly.
Yes. Because you don't want to just shoot an elephant in the ass and piss it off.
So they released.
That would go badly.
Oh, so yeah.
They released ESP on this elephant, huh?
So these specialized teams are deployed using thermal drones, tranquilizer units, and the animal repeatedly evaded capture in dense forest terrain. Dozens of villages were forced into lockdown. Many sleeping on rooftops or in trees to stay out of the animal's reach.
Hell yeah.
This is India. This is a country with over... It's almost got 2 billion people.
Are you
They have elephant issues.
Are you sure this wasn't like 25 years ago, 30 years ago?
This was 11 days ago.
Well, yeah, if you're talking drones, yeah.
Okay. The year of our Lord, 2026.
Again, it's 2026, and you get up to those...
We got a white pope from Chicago,
yeah.
And the elephants are attacking the Indians by the droves.
So yeah. I wonder how many listeners we have in Mumbai.
Not many.
22 people, dude.
You get up to that god, and you're saying that god looks at you and goes, hey, how'd you die? I'd be like, oh, I got trampled by an elephant. They go... What year did you die? 2026. No, straight to hell.
I looked up how often elephant emergencies are called in India. every year in India, they it didn't say an exact number because they don't like to say stuff like that.
If there's more than one, there's an elephant problem.
They have between 150 and 200 people die from elephant attacks every year in India.
Those damn elephants.
Every year.
I mean, technically.
That's not a big deal. It's more common to say, oh, yeah, Unta Unta got stepped on by a fucking elephant. And people are like, well, yeah, that'll fucking happen.
No wonder people are running over here to America. We ain't got no elephants.
That'll happen. That's just the thing that happens.
Goodness.
I was out taking my morning street shit, and I got trampled by an elephant.
There I am, shitting in the street, and my brother got stepped on by an elephant. Again.
Man, and that's just Monday. Someone's got a bad case of the Mondays.
In India, every day's a Monday.
Oh, no. No one likes Mondays.
In India, they have an extra eighth work day.
I like to imagine in India that, like they really
it's
love,
amazing.
They love Garfield so much because they have all the Mondays.
Like, I think it's true.
We love Garfield. They all tell, man. All their undershirts are just Garfield.
All Garfield all the time. The Indian pastime.
You go into someone's house, like every house you go into has just got a Garfield phone from the 80s in it. The eyes clicking back and forth.
So, in the same
are we not leaving?
Thread,
are we leaving India?
We're leaving India, and we're going to the people that used to own India.
All right.
Because it's almost as stupid.
All right.
I saw a thing today that said that King Charles III, that's the King of England,
oh, yes, King Charles.
He owns all the dolphins in UK waters. And I thought, well, that's dumb as shit. What other stupid things does this jack-off own?
What is there a fence that blocks them from leaving UK waters?
No. Okay. No, just if they're in the water in the UK, that's King Charles's dolphins. Don't touch his dolphins.
So, yeah, he gets a boat out there and... walk and it sees a dolphin and says, you're mine, bitch.
Come here and make love to me. You're better looking than Camilla.
Good, hold on.
I can't stand another hour with her. So
you're doing it right, too.
I'll have to kill myself.
You're getting that good, like, your bottom jaw is sucked in. And you're,
oh, it's so nice. So the monarch claims ownership of all unmarked mute swans in open waters. A tradition dating back to the Middle Ages when they were a royal delicacy. Now managed through the annual swan-upping.
Well, can you imagine even being a young boy in England and wandering the streets looking
for a hot
girl? I just
picture some, like, you know how shit happens and, like, the young boy winds up the king? I just imagine some, like, little English bastard king running around going, like, stay off my swans, you peasant! And just running to the next pond. Off my swans!
No. What you must understand is... When I was hunting for my first wife, I used to take her to my swanery.
And then marine life.
Swans.
Well, now, wait a minute. You know those swans never bitch, right?
Well,
you know they don't bitch?
They don't.
No, they're mute swans. Didn't you say
that's
that?
That's true. That's true.
Just all right.
No, they don't want them. They want them mouthy Canadian swans.
Yeah,
we all know what they look like.
Oh yeah, and we know what they sound like.
I mean, they're not white.
You mean to tell
just,
me
you want just
you
the
mean
white
to
swans
tell
in
me
England?
When those cheeky fucking Brits are fucking those swans, they can't even make a sound.
Oh, it's not even making a sound, Billy.
It's not as much fun as it used to be.
So when it comes to marine life, whales, dolphins, and sturgeons within 3 miles of UK waters are technically his fish. Stemming from a 1324 statute. 1324.
You know, if I was him, I would be walking out when people pull fish out of the water. I just grab it, take
that
a bite of it.
That is mine.
Just grab it, take a bite.
By my calculations, that would be some 700 years ago, would it not?
Oh, yeah.
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 If it was me, I would be the worst king of England. Everybody would hate me because I'd just run around and be like, my fish, my fish. Somebody caught a record fish and be like, no, you caught my record fish. Thank you very much.
You're going to prison for it,
that
too.
That record fish
to
is
the
mine.
Tower with him.
Ooh, send them to the tower.
So the Crown Estate, this vast property portfolio includes the seabed, coastlines, forests, farmland, commercial properties, and mineral rights across the UK. Good for him.
Well, yes, I would say. What sort of minerals do they have in the UK?
Gold and silver, I say.
Sapphires.
Yeah, they took it all from India.
They have spite and hate.
yes, no, they're definitely...
They have water as it rains all the time.
Lots of merwood.
They definitely
there.
Are in an not an abundance of sunshine.
Unless we forget the tea, we always have tea.
It is dreary there, to say the least.
Now, we must go in and make our tea kettles.
Quick, let's make love
America's...
to the boys. What? What?
Oh, Reginald, it's time to come watch UK's Got Talent.
And he reportedly has the best seats at Wimbledon and the right to all Scottish gold mines. Now, makes you wonder why William Wallace and Braveheart was a thing. I mean,
he was pissed off about the gold mines, obviously.
They kind of said that all of it is his, so go get fucked.
Yeah.
But then just if you want to go a step further than just weird old English tradition, we can go into... Chucky's weird things that he does, too.
Ooh. Chucky?
He travels with his own orthopedic bed, nice. Mattress, furniture, toilet seat, specific toilet paper, bottled water, Laphroaig whiskey, and even his own art. He
like
travels...
Art he did or art he bought?
He likes Irish
art
whiskey,
he likes.
Obviously. And high-quality Irish
he
whiskey.
He travels with organic food and has specific culinary demands like lamprey pie.
The fuck is...
A lamprey's an eel.
Yes. Oh, here we go.
Back to eels.
Full circle.
So I bet.
These fucking Brits.
I bet that the guy in India picked up this technique from years of colonial British occupation, stemming from the royal bloodline's lust for eels and lemons. It's probably right. Some weird thing.
Oh, you like a good eel and lemoning boy. Come on down.
Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense. So,
it's what he wanted to
I
do.
Lost track of what I was going to say. It'll come to me in a second.
I mean, hey, man, I
it
get
was
the,
rather clever. It's too bad.
I understand the lemon now because it's a little extra zest on that eel.
His clothes are hand washed, and as some items were reportedly kept as souvenirs whenever they were sent out to be washed.
I would have supposed so, but you know, I'm kind of stuck on the
not his
on his own toilet seat because the. The royal bum does not want to share a toilet seat with the commoners.
Yeah. I mean, some of that shit, I'm like, dude, your own toilet paper? Hell yeah.
This one I thought was kind of cool. No passport is needed as the monarch. He doesn't need a British passport to travel as they are issued in his name. If I was him, I'd just like carry a bunch of dollar bills in my pocket and just be like, whatever, a pound note.
See,
and I'd just walk around and be like... This is me. And they'd be like, oh, fuck, that is you. You're good,
you're right.
Man. Get on in there.
You would be the worst king.
I would be awful. I would be so bad.
That's my fish. Give it back.
You're already bad. I just
like
can't
imagine
you as a
I'm
king.
I'm a vice president of a minor level podcast in Boise, Idaho, and I'm a bit of a tyrant.
I don't know, man. That would be kind of funny, though. I like to imagine you would like put in those fake Austin Powers teeth just running around.
I'm just like you. My teeth are shitty as well.
Just walk around as a man, baby. Whack.
He's a man, baby.
I remember when that was a joke, not a hate crime.
Yeah, well... Those were the days.
You know, if you want it to be a hate crime again, you can talk about this person, Gabrielle Daron, a 32-year-old transgender woman that has gained online attention for continuing to work through her 37th week of a simulated pregnancy.
What?
Did this involve eels?
It involves mental illness.
Yeah. Well, yes, but did it involve mentally ill
at
eels?
At least if there was an eel inside of this fella... He would be using his body to give life to another creature instead of just poking out his belly and pretending.
You know, these people are just, I'm just very tired of these people.
I mean, hey,
and
man.
Yes, I said these people and I meant it.
So
I said it.
Where's this?
Send us an email.
Where's this character getting this baby from?
Delusion and lying to yourself.
Oh, so it's not like an adoption thing?
Oh, no. This is just pure mental illness on display. The praise centers to her dedication to navigating her personal journey maintaining
what?
Professional responsibilities. Daron stated that she is simulating the pregnancy to address the gender dysphoria associated with being unable to carry a child. That's not gender dysphoria,
you're
fellas.
You're a dude.
That's basic biology. Uh-huh. You see how your body isn't made to do that? And if you somehow managed to succeed, you would probably explode and die like an alien when those little face huggers came ripping out of their chests.
Guys, let's all be truthful here. You know, just because Arnold did it in the 90s does not mean...
This isn't no junior situation.
God.
Social media users applauded her stamina for staying in work mode despite physical and emotional weight of the simulation.
Being a fat dude?
Mental goddamn illness!
So, for being a fat dude and working...
You know what this is? This is weird gay guy doing pretend things, and all these educated white women are like, you go, girl. We got your back. And everybody else in the world is going, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
It's great.
A simulated pregnancy?
Yeah.
So I just wonder, who did the fucking?
No one.
No one.
That's what we found out. No
it's
one.
It's all upstairs.
Nobody did any poking, no eels inserted, no... Not even a
the dude's probably got like fucking prostate cancer, woke up and goes, gets up in the morning and fucking pisses blood and goes, I have my period.
I'm a man now. Do you know if you get into the, when, if you go into the bathroom and you turn off the lights and you say retard in the mirror three times, Tim Walls will show up and give you a tampon.
Yeah, but
I saw that the other day and it made me so happy. But her experience has sparked wider discussions about transgender rights, empathy, and the creative ways to manage identity and mental health.
Yeah, mental health. That's the operative word, I think.
And then it goes into the fact that, you know, most people are like, you go, girl. But the vast majority are like, hey, nutbag, what are you doing?
Yeah, well.
I'm just so fucking sick of all this shit, dude.
Oh, yeah. And if it makes you feel any better, here's it. Here's its face right here. And as you can see, if you just poke your gut out and you
he's
hold underneath it,
yeah,
it's a fat guy with a gut.
So does that mean I'm pregnant?
That's,
you are. I'm so proud of you.
I wish you guys could, your listeners could see this face because it.
God, how pregnant was Randy when he used to hide his whole forearm?
All the pregnant.
All the. Oh, but
it was 63 weeks, which is a lot longer than you're supposed
longer,
to be.
Yes. But, was an eel involved?
I hope so.
No eels.
Oh.
I hope it was all eels all the time. I.
Just cut them open. It looks like little snakes in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom coming out.
I think I can speak for all of us. We don't care what you want to do.
No.
You want to put on a dress and say you're a pretty lady? Put on a dress and say you're a pretty lady. I'm fine with that. No big deal. But at no point do we need to hoist your manly frame onto our shoulders and parade you down Main Street chanting your worth and how great it is that you're 37 weeks pretend pregnant
you're
and
amazing.
Still coming to work.
Well, you know that old saying, birds of a feather and all that. Yeah.
The level of mental, you're Olympic level mental gymnastics. You're silver or gold at least. That's beyond bronze level. If you're 37 weeks pregnant and people are standing up going, oh my God, what a hero.
That is
but see, that,
pretty impressive that, though.
You know, did you get any on you?
That was beautiful. Two different tones.
So, but the thing is, who is the more mentally ill? This loon or the other loons that are clapping and parading and saying...
All of them.
At a girl.
I would rather live in India than deal with these people.
Well, there's something to be said for shitting in the street.
At least a pissed off horny elephant stepping on my head. It'll be quick. It'll be exciting. Like, my mud hut might get destroyed, my family might get murdered, but at least I'll be going out quickly in a mangling of getting stepped on by an animal.
Just, like, I get there's been trans people in the world for, I mean, apparently calling people transvestites is offensive.
Right? Oh, yeah, they don't like that. They don't like that or tranny. That's a bad one.
Yeah, tranny's a real bad one.
They get real twitchy.
Why? It's kind of the N-word of the mentally ill.
You know what I love, though? The few people that are brave enough in that side of the world to be like, yeah, I'm a dude that just likes to dress up like a lady. The end. Like, yeah. Oh, there you go. That's what you are.
Oh, you mean like that big fucking makeup dude? What's his name? Michael Starr?
Yeah.
Is it Michael Starr?
No, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Starr. Because you're like, yeah, that dude straight up, and his takes are really good on shit, too, where he comes out and he just straight up says, he goes, I'm a guy who likes to dress up like a girl.
Oh, yeah. Like, whoa, look at you being not an idiot.
That's amazing sometimes, dude. That.
You know, though, I think.
You know now, what? I'm going to go ask for maternity leave so I can take some time off of work because I'm 37 weeks pregnant.
Aw, little Cecil the Diesel Jr.
How'd you know by the name I picked?
I knew it. I could just tell. I looked into your eyes and I thought, that's a Cece. That's a Cecil.
Ooh.
Saw something the other day, and it kind of piqued my interest, and it's a list of the 10 richest women in the world.
In the world.
In the world. Number one, Alice Walton.
Okay. Walmart bitch, huh?
Estimated worth $101 billion.
That's of the Walmart Waltons?
Of the Walmart Waltons.
That would be a lot of dollars.
She's the daughter of Sam Walton.
The daughter who dumped off a bunch of random fucking gas masks and shit at the riots in LA? Okay, her.
And she got her money because her dad died. Next up, we have Francois Bettencourt Myers.
Ooh.
$81 billion.
Omelette du fromage.
She's the granddaughter of the founder of L'Oreal.
Ooh, the makeup company.
Yeah. Ooh. And her family owns 33% of the company's stock. She served on the board since 77, became the chairwoman of the family, holding the company after her mother's death in 2017. She inherited it.
Ooh.
Number three, Julia Koch, the widow of David Koch. She and her children inherited a 42% stake in Koch Industries, a conglomerate that spans industries including oil refining, agriculture, and chemicals. So she got $74 billion through inheritance.
All but right. Now, wait, but she's hated by all those liberals. So, I mean, that's the price you have to pay. I'm, you know.
Jacqueline Mars, the great-granddaughter of Frank C. Mars. She inherited the roughly one-third of Mars Incorporated, the world's largest candy company.
Hey. M&M's.
She's worth $42 billion.
Whatchamacallit.
Inherited that. Rafaela Aponte Diamant.
Oh, he sounds like a handsome
rare
lady.
Exception. She is considered the world's richest self-made woman. Ooh. At number five, she co-founded the Mediterranean Shipping Company with her husband in 1970, and they started a business with a single small cargo ship. She's worth $37 billion.
Did the Somali pirates have anything to do with their...
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
I was going to say, but I'm sensing a trend here.
Savriti Jindal. She's worth $35 billion. She's the richest woman in India. She became the chairperson of the Jindal Group after her husband died in 2005. So she inherited that.
How old was her husband?
Old enough to die.
95, and she is a cool 32.
Abigail Johnson.
I got an Abigail, too.
While she inherited a 28.5% stake in Fidelity Investments, she's one of the few who actively runs her family's empire. So she still works for it, but she still did get handled the $32
billion. That's nice.
Miriam Adelson, the widow of Sheldon Adelson, she inherited a majority stake in Las Vegas Sands, which operates massive casino resorts.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just read about the Sands, and some gangster originally ran that, and I forget who and what, but I just read it in passing, and you know, it helps to have a ragbag mind because these little bits and pieces. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was anyway. Big Gums Albert out
Mackenzie
of New
Scott,
York.
Formerly known as Mackenzie Bezos.
Uh-oh.
Her wealth came from a 4% stake in Amazon received from her 2019 divorce from Jeffrey Bezos.
Can you imagine becoming one of the richest women in the world because you divorced a dude?
Isn't that rad? So she got that through divorce. Then number 10... Marilyn Simmons, the widow of Jim Simmons, founder of the quantitative hedge fund Renaissance Technologies. She co-founded the Simmons Foundation and holds a PhD in economics and also inherited $31 billion.
She sounds really smart, but then also... like,
so out of the top 10...
one was self-made?
The girls couldn't do it without the boys. You're welcome, ladies. We're better women than you. We do our pregnancies better than you at 37 weeks. We inherit money to you better than you could do to us. You're all very welcome.
Well, didn't
and we die young, die sooner too
because we want
didn't
to.
Didn't the Jenner win like world's sexiest woman? Or?
Yes, The number of men winning women's stuff is redonkulous. And it's because we're better than you.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I also hear that she's now going to become a he again. He's going back to Bruce so he can play in the Olympics this year.
Ah, wait, what?
No, it's funny. It's
funny. Oh, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. We should start a segment called "Completely Fake Rumors We Hope Are True," and just make up absolute nonsense.
Yeah, dude, I got a good one, man. Someone made an AI video of it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4.
Yeah.
And it's the Shredder and the Foot Clan come back, and then Krang's got the Technodrome, and someone AI'd the entire fucking thing. And I was like,
nice.
That looks really good.
Well, Krang and the Technodrome are in the new Turtles movie.
And they're not making another one.
Why not?
Because they Michael Bay'd it up too hard.
Oh, you know,
I liked it.
I mean, saw an interesting thing just recently. They had a Somali person who was sleazing money out of Minnesota, the federal government, and they showed him
still couldn't pay for batteries, man.
Being I don't know, he could afford them with all that, but the judge sentenced him to 30 years.
Oof.
30 years now, for all that scammery. He said, "Well, can I just be deported?" And the judge's words were, "Absolutely not. You're going to do the 30 years." And then you will be deported.
Nice. So
I had to watch that two or three times. I enjoyed it so much.
So when did they arrest this guy?
It had to have been recent because he was just in court.
Now, here's my question on that. Is you talk about how shitty the judicial system is and how awful it fucking, and how long it takes and everything he goes and court cases and all this shit. This dude was caught, arrested, and sentenced in 3 weeks.
I think the wheels were in motion on a lot of this stuff, but nobody was talking about it. Everybody was keeping it quiet because, you know, you can't say stuff like that out loud because, you know, I mean, some people might get a little upset and say that, you know.
Racism. I mean, I'm hoping it's that there's hard. Like, they actually have like, they're like, no, we've been working on this for like 3 or 4 years type of thing.
Yeah.
But you're just like, dude, they sting operation, catch them all, grab them in. Put them in court, and now they're in prison. I like it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
File your appeal. You've got the money. So, speaking of racist things, you know, California has this thing. You've heard of Amber Alerts. You get them on your phone. You know, the phone squawks horribly, and you think, like, there must be nuclear missiles coming in or something. And they say it's an Amber Alert because there's some kid missing. Well, California has a special racist thing. California has a Ebony Alert for missing black children and for youths.
They did it.
Yeah, and it's really a thing. Every time I think I'm amazed at California, they come up with something.
Why though?
Because, you know,
how is Amber Alert racist?
Because it's a white girl.
Yeah, because it was named after a white girl named Amber. And
aren't there black girls named Amber?
Yeah, but not that one.
Yeah, so, and, you know, the deal is that, you know, some people are just more special than other people, and therefore they need their own alerts.
When are we going to step away from this whole everything's racist thing and everything hurts our feelings because it's racist?
We were watching an episode of Survivor today, and this lady's name was Tijana? It's Tijuana. Her name is fucking Tijuana. And they just called it Tijana.
Blonde hair and blue eyes, I presume?
Oh, no. No, no, no. You know exactly what Tijuana looked like.
Yeah.
You know, Daniel, she probably looked about the same as the girl named Sharkeesha.
Oh, yeah. There was a girl on there the other day named Gandia. Like, oh, Gandhi with an A at the end of
no,
it.
No, Gandia. Gandia is where your dad went, dude.
Gandia sounds an awful lot
sorry,
like
racism.
Do you have a case of Gandia?
Racist.
Does it burn when you pee? Have you had more than 47 sexual partners in the last 12 minutes? You may have Gandia. And if you have Gandia, all of your 47 partners have Gandia as well.
Had Gandia? I don't know. Never mind. It was tacky. Forget it.
Oh, God, I got some Gandia on my shirt.
Oh,
I better
God,
wipe it off.
God, full of Gandia.
Ugh. Oh, God, what's this on my
it's
pecker?
It's a soupy puddle of Gandia.
God.
That's like Gunther, though. Gunther used to be a fun name. Where you, oh, man, I got to take a massive Gunther.
Yeah.
Gandia?
Gandia.
What is it, dude? What's with the names now, names of kids that are coming out now? Have you seen some of the list of names?
It's stupid.
Or it's like I even see, like, there was a stop I go to where it was like one of the places had donated a little bit of money to one of the schools. So all the kids made little cards with their names on them, and I go, what the fuck even are these names?
Oh, yeah.
And they're just the most obscure out of... They basically are taking three names, slamming them into one, and going, oh, this is... I can't even... My brain can't even comprehend coming up with one right now. But then you get through this...
Oh, Braylington. That's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Sriracha Teaches. What?
Sriracha
then,
titties?
Yeah. No,
what kind of a name is that?
And then, like, you see all these crazy names, and then there's just one, and it's like, Doug.
Shadynasty?
Yeah. Shadynasty?
Sodom Master? What?
Fred. Huh. I wonder what Fred looks like.
Schlar. Actually, Schlar is kind of a kick-ass
Schlar.
Name.
Oh, sweet baby Schlar.
It's a cross between Schlong and something.
No, it's a cross between Schlitz and Czar.
Ah.
Because I looked right there and went,
Schlitz
oh,
and the Czar.
Schlar.
Well done, boys. Well done.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I saw another. You want another soundbite clip that made me want to just drive my vehicle off a cliff?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I thought this one was pretty fancy. So this one.
My dad is white. And I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do.
Sorry, I'm gonna fucking cry because...
I can't do anything about that.
I hate that you had to go through that.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
As a white experience,
thank you.
I know how bad it can be.
Thank you.
They're all idiots.
My mom is full on Asian. Like full.
Full on?
Full on.
When my dad died, I cheered. Because I said, that's one less white man.
Yeah.
That's how progressive I am.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was that... was that satire?
I don't think so.
Because
was a man and a woman, by the way.
No, it wasn't.
Absolutely it was.
Well, which one was which? Because I was thinking
the full-on Asian.
I was thinking
the woman.
That's a trans woman, is it?
Nope, that's a stock woman and a very effeminate man on the other side.
Well, because I was listening and I thought, why, that's two rather effeminate men.
Those are some burly dudes.
That is a couple of tucking your wiener back sissy Nancy boys.
Goodness.
Lady
is
boys.
What it is. Look at all these lady boys.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
That's too many ladyboys.
We're filthy with ladyboys down here.
Where did all these ladyboys come from?
God damn it. They must have heard it was the wrong podcast. That's next door, you idiots.
Story of my life. All these ladyboys.
God, I thought it would be pretty simple for people to figure out. It's the biggest and best podcast in a basement, not the gayest. Actually, Dan.
Life is hard.
Not. Oops. Oopsie.
Oopsie.
Did you see. That the do you know what the BART is, don't you, Daniel? The BART?
Yeah, Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Yeah. They're catching a little bit of flack because they are refusing to release crime data because if they release it, they're afraid that people will be racist.
How I wonder.
Now, I know this is gonna sound crazy.
This sounds like a mystery, a conundrum, a cipher.
the Bart is telling you to not believe your lying eyes. Uh-huh. Because although it might look like those people there are attacking those people there, all those people are doing that in the name of equality, not in the name of black people robbing Asians and whites.
No, not
it
that.
It is different.
Yeah.
It is just something that happened naturally all at the same time, all at once.
And why, I wonder, do people want to leave California?
It's quite the, you know, whodunit.
It's a mystery.
It doesn't seem to make any sense. I always like when they do stuff like that, though. They won't release the crime data. And instead of just saying, oh, we had a glitch in the system, or we don't fucking want to.
Yeah.
Or, they say something stupid like, we can't because it's too racist.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
so which, of course, that means everybody immediately goes, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The high-definition video you're capturing of these individuals shows a certain type of youth that's out there doing certain type of youth behavior.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be. And so, I'll be.
Racism.
Yes, as a matter of fact. So, amazingly enough, I have here a thing from, it's actually nicenews.com, which is kind of funny. But the states that people are moving from, amazingly, California, Colorado, New York. Can you imagine that shit?
Weird. New York? What?
Delaware.
New York City? Not my house, brother.
North Dakota, but that's because it's too damn cold.
That's just because God hates North Dakota.
Well, and yeah. Anybody who, yeah.
Well, how do you think?
So, and
Fargo, North Dakota?
You want your sperm to come out frozen?
Hey, you know, North Dakota. You know what it's like to have boiling water and walk outside and just throw it in the air and watch it turn into snow?
And so the places that people are moving to include Idaho.
No, it's bad here. We've got alligators, Jews,
shit, yeah, we got platypus.
People with chainsaws, venomous ducks.
Nevada.
We've got Nevada.
Right by us.
You're not going to believe it. We got horses the size of ducks and ducks the size of horses.
Yeah. Chinese dwarves with swords. Don't come to Idaho.
People are moving to Arizona,
too.
Do you
know how many Death Eaters we have here?
All of them.
And people are moving to Minnesota, and I wonder.
That is the weird one.
I wonder.
Yeah, Arkansas.
Wow.
Wrote the book of love.
Tennessee, North Carolina, Indiana. Are you from Tennessee? Indiana. It's cold as fuck there, and it's like Indiana.
Isn't that where South Bend is? That's where
I've heard Indiana's beautiful.
I have a friend that lives there.
I like to imagine fall time is probably really beautiful, but it's probably a cold bitch because it's like...
I don't understand how...
You're getting that Great Lakes bullshit coming down like it does in like...
How did all of these Somalis wind up in Minnesota? It's weird as shit. Is it like... Did they have the same programs that we had here whenever all the Bosnians and Romanians were all moving here when we were kids?
Oh, that was a Bill Clinton thing, yeah. But what it is it's a cultural thing, and it's apparently I've read, now I can't verify this, and it may be culturalism, but or religiousism.
Does Somalia usually get covered in snow?
No.
No.
But okay. Apparently the Muslim population kind of gets in a place and then wants to, you know,
expand and conquer.
Expand and conquer, and so
jackasses.
They expanded and conquered in Minnesota. And if you live in Minnesota, write us an email.
Time for another podcast at gmail.com.
Thank you, and tell us what that shit's all about. And if it's really as bad as we hear it is, because we do not hear good things.
Well, all you hear about is the fraud cases, and then you hear about the George Floyd bullshit.
Yeah, and the Leering Center, and
it's always something. Tim standing behind his gate at his house telling people to protest and exercise their rights.
And then comes out and says, I never said that.
Dude, it's adorable.
Yeah, it's great.
Dude, you said it like 2 days ago. There's fucking physical
and then
video.
Don the douchebag lemonades goes running into that church.
Oh, yeah, that douchebag.
Like, yo, man, do whatever you want. Be whoever you are. We don't give a shit. Why are you bothering people?
Well, what's real fun, too, is they got people like that are walking down streets. Like there was, I just saw a video today where it was a dude walking down the street with his family. It was him, wife, and two little kids walking down the street. And some dude would not stop fucking, just following behind him. Who'd you vote for? Who'd you vote for? Who'd you vote for? Who'd you vote for? Finally, the kids and the wife keep walking. He turns around and goes, I voted for Trump, now leave us alone. He goes, fuck you, fuck Trump, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit, fuck. And then the dude gets arrested. He goes, I was just First Amendment, bro. You can't stop me. And you go, dude, you're harassing a guy for no fucking reason.
Did you see that video of there was a guy carrying an American flag and there were some people of the lunatic persuasion.
Oh, you mean the guy who fucking karate
laid him out?
The guy that laid out a bunch of people. He probably, they didn't show, he probably got his ass kicked because he was just outnumbered.
Well, don't get me wrong. Like he fucking whooped some ass on his own. I mean, it was definitely one of those fights where you're like, oh, this is very unsanctioned because they are flying all over the place and flopping around. And
the shitty thing is, I think they just want us all as divided as possible.
Yeah, I agree.
They want us just to be worked into a froth so that the people in charge can do whatever the fuck they want, and we cannot focus on them because we're too busy eating each other.
Yeah.
And it's fucking stupid. It's annoying.
Well, it is stupid and annoying, but when you've got grossly stupid and grossly annoying and grossly insane people right up in your face, well, or I mean, people that
my,
use
my
like,
thought just says easily influenced people are the ones who are out there on the streets marching and screaming "fuck you" and "fuck this" and "fuck that."
Well, there's a lot of dark rumors about people getting paid to.
Oh well, that too. Protest. But I mean, also, you know, my thought process is: if there's something, it's like, hey, man, if you're going to protest, go for it. But also, like we said last week when we were talking about it, I go, we have all these protests here at the Capitol building. Have you ever seen an ICE group of ICE agents here at all running around anywhere? Because I'm sure they're here.
Have you ever seen a protest where at, you know, the middle of a protest or towards the end of that day of protest, somebody went, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, never happened. You know why? Because you don't look at your kid who's screaming and crying and pitching a fit because they want something that you don't want them to have and go, well, you cried for 3 hours. Here's the candy I said no for. Because all that does is encourage the morons to keep going.
Well, also, did any of you guys participate in the workday school day walkout that happened on Tuesday?
Oh, that was special.
I did. I sat at home because I was off.
On vacation, huh? And but I just find it to be funny. Who all did it? Because they made a big fucking deal about everyone doing it.
I think it's funny, too. You see all these kids that are out of school doing it, and I'm going, I bet they get extra credit for this.
Uh-huh.
I want to look, and I'd love to find a way to access that and find out how many of those kids got extra credit in their class for going out and protesting.
Yeah, supposedly fifth and sixth period. So I say, clearly the schools are not teaching them anything about history or economics.
Keep seeing more videos of shit coming out about, like, where the teachers are fucking pushing their views on children.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's right. And that's, and if you people it's are gross. Contemplating having children, I would keep your kids out of the public schools. Just saying.
It's fucking gross.
It's beyond gross.
It's just getting ridiculous.
I'm not here for your fucking opinions. I'm here for you to teach my child how to fucking add 2 + 2.
Yeah.
Even though we found out 2 + 2 is racist because...
Oh, God. I watched the whole fucking video today about how 1 + 1 = 11.
But of
and
course.
Well, good Lord.
Is it because there's 2 ones and someone dropped the plus sign?
Dude, it was so fucking retarded that I just stared at it thinking, you are so lucky that you're a pretty lady because at least somebody will still want to fuck you.
Yeah.
That is all you are. Like,
well, clearly she'd already been fucked.
You're not
if that's
worth
what
talking to. You're only worth looking at. And some guy somewhere is just nodding, staring off into space, thinking, shut the fuck up. Just pull out your boobs and at least give me a reason to keep you around.
Look at those tits. They're fucking sweet. Let me touch them.
So if she has one and she has another one, she must have 11 of them,
two
right?
Two tits. 11 tits. Look at 11 titties on you. Oh, my
I
God.
I feel like that would just look weird.
You're like a milkmaid.
It's like a hula hoop that just surrounds her, and you're just like, look at all these titties.
What luck.
Can you imagine how much you must spend in bras?
All the money.
All the titties. Oh,
fortunes
God.
Upon
so,
fortunes.
I do have one fun question for you guys. So I was home from the bar on Monday, and I was sitting there, and I was kind of thinking, and I saw a couple different videos, because apparently my algorithm is just filthy with fucking protests and all sorts of bullshit.
Oh, mine too.
Oh, God, yes.
It sucks, and I'm so sick. I'm like, show me the fun things again. And then finally you got that dude that just goes, we're the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, I love him. He is my hero.
But I was sitting there thinking, and I was like, okay, so how many, because everyone keeps saying, well, Trump's just fucking coming after all these people for no fucking reason, and deporting. And so I looked up how many people were deported under the other presidencies.
Yeah.
Which, yes, Obama deported a bunch.
Yeah.
And he got the name Deporter in Chief. And Clinton, same thing, deported mountains of people.
Oh, yeah.
Not anywhere close to what Trump's deported yet. But I started thinking, going, so why do you guys think that they have to use ICE on this go around to really, like, go after the people?
They always have.
Yeah, exactly. And there's never been, like, really any big things. But why are they making such a big deal about it now?
Barack Obama gave Tom Homan?
Yeah, yes.
Tom Homan. The highest civilian accolades that somebody can get for deporting so many people.
Now, but that's, like, my biggest question right now is, I go, why do you think that it's, like, such a huge deal now?
Because they want everybody worked into a fucking froth.
Or is it because it's the big orange man who's doing it?
That, too.
Yes.
And so... so much of Trump derangement syndrome is fucking real.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's gotten to the point where it's kind of pathetic. Like, we'd look at Joe Biden and say, well, look at this jackass. He can't find both of his feet if he tried. Mm-hmm. And they say, Donald Trump, everything he does is bad and wrong and evil and backwards and horrible, and we got to stop him at every aspect we can possibly stop. They've gone so far at... They say that seed oils are good now, that we need our old... food pyramid back.
I did see the people saying,
like, it's very, very disturbing that they will just throw away everything just for the cause.
They will throw away logic,
which, I mean, can you
any sort of good sense?
It's the same bullshit they say too with fucking the Trump thing, where if he says, hey, staying hydrated is good for you, you need to drink at least 3 glasses of water a day.
I'm only drinking Brano. That's what plants crave.
Exactly. That's what would come out next, is water's bad for you and you shouldn't be drinking water.
It's super insane.
But, so, and I was almost wondering, I was like, I'm wondering, like, the ICE thing is probably, because they, I guess apparently, I haven't seen them, but apparently they're recruiting for ICE on YouTube. Like, they have, like, YouTube ads saying, like, we'll pay you this much if you come, and this and this and this. And yeah, there's probably background checks, but not the amount of training you should have as an ICE agent. But, I mean, you're still going to get training. But, like, my thought is, and I go, they're probably so short-staffed because of the amount of people that came into the country illegally in the previous administration,
oh, yeah,
which I feel like people are forgetting about.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about it, but they're also like, well, Obama did this. Well, yeah, but like,
I guarantee, too, a lot of these ICE guys are former police, former military, former, you know, dealt with this kind of shit before. This isn't just like, well, you know, I did 12 years down there at the lumber yard and I thought, fuck it, I'll go catch Mexicans. I deal with them all the time.
It's probably guys that had a hard on about it because of the shit they had to deal with trying to dodge all the previous administration's bullshit.
Was it also true, I don't know if it's all bullshit either, but they were saying that, like, the police force in Minneapolis, like, they said, like, 19 or 20 of the officers fucking resigned after Tim Walz threw all of them under the bus saying, we will send our police forces to defend the people and fight ICE. They said 19 to 25 of those guys resigned and joined ICE.
Nice.
Which, I don't know if it's true or not. It's probably bullshit, but...
Well, I saw a story the other day that was talking about this. Oh, this retired veteran got detained by ICE for several hours because they were just being bad bastards ran by the Orange Devil. And I'm thinking, just wait. There's more to the story. Just wait. You're overreacting. There's more to what's going on. And 9 out of 10 of the things that the left just comes absolutely uncorked about, if you just wait, it all comes out that, well, it turns out she was driving the car right at the guy, and, you know, he'd already been ran over once and drug and was bleeding internally. But, hey, you know, that's okay. That's different because
You mean the guy who had broken ribs because he got hit by a car that he didn't get hit by?
Science, bra.
Yeah, well, of course.
Which also, I did the same thing to Jeff because I was.
You ran Jeff over?
Nah.
You should.
I was talking to him about it, and I go, so
please consider that.
I just told him, I was like, hey, Jeffrey, if you're standing in front of my vehicle with your gun drawn, finger on the trigger telling someone to get out of the vehicle, and they bump that car up into you, what's your reaction going to be?
Well, I'm going to give them a good 30 seconds to figure out if they're going to try to murder me first. I'm going to make sure they murder me first before I try to murder them back.
Now I also love the fact that they're saying, well, if you slow the video down, you notice her wheels are turning really fast because she's sliding on ice, which means she gunned it at him to make the wheels spin like that.
And I don't know about you, but have you ever stood right in front of a car close enough that you can touch the front of it and been able to see which way she's turning the wheel?
Dude. Actually, no.
Odd, right?
No, and that was the other thing I told him, too. I was like, dude, if you're standing right here and I sit in that car or I sit in the driver's seat and I start cranking the wheel back and forth, you, from that vantage point, cannot see the wheels.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. People fucking suck.
Again, you're correct. But again, the bottom line is there would not be so much ICE activity were the previous administration not absolutely completely insane and leaving the border open for any mutt to come across that wanted to.
You know, it's almost like
I said mutt.
They were trying to get as many people into states that, you know, we're at risk at losing some seats and losing some power in government.
Well, yeah.
Fire hosing them into those seats to keep their numbers up so that they can keep their numbers up in the halls of the government. But, I mean, hey, you know, that's crazy. And then they call Donald Trump a racist for only wanting to count citizens. But it kind of makes sense when you only want to count citizens because who gives a fuck what a guy that's illegal that can't vote. But at the same time, you're going to sit back and tell me that you don't need an ID to vote as long as you got somebody that vouches for me. Hey, Brent, am I a citizen?
Yeah.
Hey, there we go. We got a voucher. Go ahead and vote. Like, what the fuck is actually happening? I love when they sit back and they basically try to paint that black people are, well, they're just too stupid and poor to get a license. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, but if you ever seen how black people's response is, they're like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. You want to see my ID? Here it is, you piece of shit. I think it's adorable to sit back and watch. But then again, it's both sides. Nobody gives a shit about you. No one gives a shit about you. Figure that out really quick. Left doesn't care. Right doesn't care. Middle doesn't care. No one gives a fuck. You know who they care about? Themselves. You know how I know this? Because they're all rich as fuck.
I got a really cool idea. Term limits on anybody who's an elected official.
Term limits, and guess what? Your fucking pension doesn't exist. You're a fucking servant of the people, motherfucker. You're not a lifer doing a job that's your new goddamn career. You know what else doesn't exist anymore? Your health insurance till the day you die just because you did 2 to 4 years in a branch of the government. Go absolutely fuck yourself.
Which also, has anybody noticed that the fucking insurance rates or insurance shit has gotten really insane this
year? Oh, it's god-awful, dude.
It has been fucking gutted, and I don't know what happened or how anybody agreed
to that. I know what happened.
What happened?
Obamacare.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The Affordable Care Act.
It's almost like overinflated everything by government subsidies because the government got involved. Prices went through the roof. And who pays for that? The normal people to pay for insurance.
That's that feeling of the eel up
what
your ass.
What I thought was real crazy is it's like, so and I go to the dentist every 6 months. That's my thing. I've always done it. I had braces for fucking 12 years. So I go to the dentist because I'm like, keep my teeth clean. Keep my shit good. Give my shit right. But I go in and they go, hey, we notice there's a little dark spot. It looks like it might be a cavity preemptive. Let's like clear it up and do the enamel and do all this shit to it. It's like, all right, cool, no problem. Do it. Never had this happen. I get a bill from the dentist that says this went through insurance and everything. It was $158 to do it.
Jesus.
My insurance, no, $152. Insurance covered $28.
Why, thank you.
Wow.
And I go, so I'm paying 75% of this. What the fuck?
That's like, nuts.
Why do I have insurance then?
Fuck is involved, but it's you on the receiving end.
I might as well just take the money that I give insurance every fucking month and put it in a bank account so then when something happens, I go, paid in full. Here you go.
It's insane.
Like, it's fucking... And I understand the point of insurance. I just talked to a lady about this today because I was like, hey, man, when I did my hospital stint, that was a $300,000 4 days in the hospital for them to check and not hardly do fucking anything to me. And I still was out of pocket fucking 10 grand.
Oh, yeah.
Which also, 10 grand I didn't have. So then you're just sitting there and you're drowning and swallowed in fucking medical bills.
Oh, yeah.
Which, and I mean, I'm... average class, blue collar.
I'm poor. Mm-hmm. It's delightful.
Well,
I'm poor, but not that poor.
That will start me on the rant of why that whole medical system is screwed up, because the government got involved in it.
That's why everybody wants to go to the fucking Canadian way, socialism medicine or socialist,
which
medicine.
Is even worse.
It's even, and it's, hey man, it's real dope for a, oh, I got an ouchie boo boo on my fucking elbow, and they throw a Band-Aid on it. When you fucking need surgery, they're like, fuck you, you got 6 years to wait for it.
When let's put it this way. Let's just pretend that we're on the good old-fashioned socialist government of Canada's health insurance. Dan, would you've got your heart fixed?
No.
Exactly.
I'd probably be dead by now.
They'd look at you and they'd have gone, well, you know, your useful age is up. You can either figure out how to make that work, or you can take these pills that turn you off.
Which, again, I'm not trying to like keep this thing going or anything, but how's the socialist mayor in New York City doing? And the new one in Seattle.
People are pretty upset that the buses went up.
What? No shit.
Well, to be fair, I don't think that was his fault.
It wasn't. But he gets blamed for it.
He gets blamed for it, yeah, which is pretty funny.
Well, you
because
get blamed
he's a ripe
for it when,
asshole.
You get blamed for it when you're running.
Oh, yeah.
You were running on free buses, free subway.
Oh, yeah. Then I saw the dead-eyed bitch that's running in Seattle. They looked at her the other day and said, you know, well, what are you going to do about the looking into fraud and stuff? She's like, we're not.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, okay.
What did she run on? You know what her running platform on was? As I walk through the streets of Seattle, I'd notice people pooping in the streets. So I think that we need to get more porta potties here. Her platform was to put fucking 38,000 porta potties in the city of Seattle so people would stop shitting in the street.
How about running the homeless out of Seattle? Send them down to California where they'll be appreciated.
They deserve it.
They deserve it whether they'd appreciate
like,
it or not.
I don't get it. I'm like, dude, how could you win that? Well, I'm wondering because don't we have a trans socialist running for governor for the state of Idaho?
Yes, yeah. We do. And if that fool even gets 3,000 votes, I will be profoundly disappointed.
Oh, it won't.
So, and speaking of.
I like that pronoun, it.
Speaking of votes and stuff, Tampon Tim just got indicted for, grand jury indictment for fraud or some bullshit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. And wait till they get to Gavin, because I know they're going to.
I heard Mr. Fry got it, too. So all the guys that were fucking involved in the fraud thing and like coming out against it in Minnesota are all getting tried hard. And they all look real sad now.
And I heard that they were going to indict the Clintons.
Yeah. The Clintons.
And they had 9 Democrats cross the aisle and vote for it?
No shit.
The Clintons were invited to come speak to Congress about some of the things
they did.
Yeah.
And they said, fuck you, have a nice day, we're not coming. Well, contempt of Congress, they'll probably get off, but you can get a fine that would kill me and a fine that would kill anybody here. Probably kill all of our listeners, but the Clintons.
$750,000 fine that they're just like, fuck it, just kind of check.
Yeah,
which also, well, when that shit happens, where the fuck does that money go?
Well, see, and the thing is, they'll just write a check out of the money that Hillary got for selling uranium to the Russians, but you know, they're
from the Clinton Foundation that does all kinds of great work covering
the Clintons. Great and wonderful work. Don't forget it for a minute.
And how much money did Hillary lose when she in that campaign run against fucking Trump where she was guaranteed to win and then still lost?
What I'm curious about, though, is Kristi Noem said that we had like straight up treasonous shit from Barack Obama about interfering with the 2016 elections and how they were going to blah, 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 blah. And nothing came of it. It just
disappeared. Well, I think.
Funny how money makes things disappear.
Supposedly, the whole part of the whole thing with Venezuela was they had some software guys that came up with the thing how to diddle election results, and supposedly that's part of it. But we don't know. We just get the mushroom treatment. And I, as I've said before, anytime the government says something, I basically think it's bullshit. So why bother? Why bother getting too worked up about it? You can't even get bricked up about it.
Dude, there's probably mountains and mountains and mountains and mountains and mountains of shit that we will never understand or never even. But this is the sad local shit we can talk about.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably so many people investigating the Clintons right now that they don't even have a fucking clue we're investigating them.
They don't even give a fuck.
Oh, I know they don't.
They don't give a fuck. Hey, they're old. I mean, I'm old, but they're old.
Well, fucking, dude, Bill looks awful.
He does.
I would, too, if you were whoremongering for that long.
Yeah. I mean, dude, Joe Biden looks bad. Bill Clinton looks real rough.
Joe Biden looks terrible.
And then, you know the other one I was thinking about, too, because the whole football playoffs and shit going on, I've been talking to people about football. Dude, do you think that when Jerry Jones dies, the fucking Cowboys are finally going to win a Super Bowl?
No. They'll be shit forever.
I like to imagine that once the minute he dies and doesn't have his hands and everything, they're going to come out and just fucking smoke fools.
Nah. They'll still be bad.
Go back to 96, 97 Cowboys with fucking Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith.
They're terrible forever. Well, Daniel, who do we manage to offend this evening?
I'm still writing.
Which also, have you seen that guy, dude? Jerry Jones looks like a fucking skeleton.
Yeah.
He is terrifying looking.
All right, well, here we go. The people we've offended tonight, where we started off, we came out hard out of the gate. Blacks, Jews, Adolf Hitler, Charlie Chaplin.
Blacks, Jews, Greens, Blacks.
Fish-smelling mustaches.
Yuck.
People who shove eels up their ass. Hindus, Indians, Indian elephants, Indian laborers. Mute swans in England, the British. Mentally ill men who say they're pregnant. People who applaud men who say they're pregnant. Somali pirates, Somalis in general.
You really think I can get away with it? I feel like I could.
I think you can.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to need to take some time off maternity leave, at least 3 weeks, 4 weeks minimum.
Sissy Nancy boys. Sissy Nancy lady boys. Excuse me. I left out somebody there. And Tampon Tim Walz, Don Lemon.
Here he has AIDS, allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
Lemon AIDS?
he could have his ass in a crack, too, because for conspiracy, because he knew all the shit, you know, because he was Don Lemon, and so he, you know, that attack on the church.
Dude, everybody's starting a bunch of shit now, because they're saying, oh, we were in there, but we weren't stopping the prayer, and they were still playing the music, and no one told us to leave.
You know, yeah.
No.
Good effort. Good try.
Good try. Good job. Good effort.
People who add 1 + 1 and get 11. Zoran Mandami, Bill and Hillary, and Gavin Newsom.
Guess what, motherfucker?
Emotional damage!
Well, everybody, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you being here. Go ahead and look us up at our website, timeforanother.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Send us an email, timeforanotherpodcast@gmail.com. Give us some 5 stars, 10 stars, 20 stars. 69 stars.
Hey!
Thick Bone Boys like them 69 star reviews. Thick
Bone Boys, bro, shit, we don't get boners.
That's right.
We got boners, bitch.
Send Brent some boobs to look at on
do something,
the internets.
Send and hey, if you know liberals who need to hear our thing here, send them our way because we would be delighted.
I'll show them the way, the truth, and the light.
We will show them
for
something.
For fuck's sakes, dude, send us your Super Bowl predictions, because when this comes out, we'll know who the two teams are who are going. So
I'm betting on the Atlanta Falcons to win in 3.
You already lost. Orlando Magic in 7.
Ooh, you might got me.
It's pretty good.
Sports. All right, be good, everybody.
Cowabunga, motherfucker.
See ya.
I'm taking the lumpy teetotalers in 12.
Oh my, those are all of my delightful fish.
I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, I love my fish.
Did we offend any of the Brits on that one, Daniel?
Because oh, yeah, I mentioned the British.
Okay, I'm pretty sure we went pretty hard.
We offended just about everybody,
Finger
really.
Finger their fucking assholes real hard.
Damn British people being British.
Fucking goons. Beans on toast. Gross.
Morons.